This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
It's time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series here on 1030 The Voice. Today we focus on Pima County supervisorial race, District Number 2, Democrat Dr. Matt Hines, who has been an attending physician at University Medical Center since 2003. Elected to the Arizona State House in 2008, Matt served two terms and was chosen by his Democratic colleagues to serve as caucus whip. Matt is the former director for provider outreach in the office of the Secretary of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He joins us now on the live line. Dr. Hines, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to get into the supervisorial race, going up against primary opponent incumbent Ramon Valadez.
Sure. And I have to say this was a late decision for me and one that I wasn't initially even really expecting to make or to consider for this cycle. But in light of the tremendous failings and just the lack of coordinated response to the viral pandemic that we in the healthcare system started to see evidence of in as early as early February, that really motivated me to take another look at how I could be of help. And honestly, it falls to the counties. It does. Our local public health departments are really kind of our last defense when you have the federal government in our state not necessarily helping to make sure that health professionals have the PPE they need or to have a coordinated response of any kind. We really have to have, I think, medical expertise and input at the county level going forward, because this is really not going to be leaving us anytime soon, and that really made the decision for me.
How if you had been on the board when all of this started to develop and the warning signs were there, perhaps as early as January, could you have thrown up the red flag on the Pima County Board of Supervisors and said, we need to jump into this right now?
I don't know that I would have been able to. I don't want to say I could have predicted anything like that at that point. I think what I could definitely say is that having been involved in the Obama administration in the health department during the Ebola pandemic, things just worked a lot differently. And in seeing that, I honestly, were I on the board, I would never have expected such a colossal failure at the federal level to not take this seriously, to not aggressively pursue the testing, and to really get those kinds of resources out there to the states and to the counties. I mean, just one of the first cases I came across in first week of February, a suspected case of then we were calling it novel coronavirus because we didn't even have COVID-19 as a name at that point, really solidified that for me, because we couldn't get a test approved by the local county health department because they didn't have any. And the state health department said, also, this looks like a great case to test, but we didn't have any tests at the state level. We were sending tests to the CDC. And at that point, I really figured that we really need some reinforcements here. We need to start paying more attention to this at every level, not just the federal one.
Dr. Matt Hines with us on the Buckmaster Show, and Dr. Hines is a candidate for Pima County Supervisor in District 2. Besides healthcare on your platform, what else is on the agenda, Dr. Hines?
Oh, absolutely. I think that in this case, just because of the we're seeing so many families adversely impacted on a personal family economic level, and just having the stay-at-home order for as long as we did, and then probably looking at significant long-term economic effects in terms of just income and job situation for so many families, I think it's important to be able to, from the county perspective, do what we can to support those who are impacted as a result of the pandemic, and economically make sure that folks have what they need and have the resources they need to move forward and get what they need for their families. Also, I think it's important to make sure to continue what I think we've done so well in Southern Arizona and in Pima County, and to do all of these things, keeping an eye toward cleaner and greener economy, which is also, of course, a way that we can work toward job growth in the future to help bring us out of this.
This is a difficult situation. It's like really nothing we've ever seen before, Dr. Hines, as far as campaigning in this environment of social distance.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, trying to do a political campaign in the middle of the social distancing world. How are you approaching it?
Yeah, that's a great question, and something that I've talked about and thought about a lot and discussed with my own team. You know, certainly we can't be just running house to house and knocking on doors and encouraging people to have face-to-face interactions within 6 feet potentially. That wouldn't be appropriate or consistent with social distancing. So a lot of the work is going to be phones. I know that people don't always like getting phone calls, but I'm along with my team of volunteers, we're focusing on doing a lot of check-ins with likely voters, and kind of just, you know, it's not very like heavy on the election side of things, but it's at least initially kind of a wellness check as well. You know, how are you doing? Do you need anything? Is, you know, anything we can help get to you, or any resources or information we can provide to you, as well as a reminder about the upcoming election. So trying to expand beyond just, you know, are you going to vote on August 4th? There's an election coming up. I'm running for this. Trying to make it more of a kind of a community wellness check and beyond the typical political, political sort of motive.
People do know you. You have the name recognition from a run for Congress, and then your time in the state legislature. So getting a call from you probably, excuse me, wouldn't be that unusual, but people might find it unusual that you're even running.
Right. Yeah. I think that might be the case. Yeah. I think that this cycle is very different for not just me, but I think for most campaigns. I can't imagine any campaign encouraging volunteers to go door to door in this kind of climate, and we're certainly not having, you know, physical in-person house parties and events like that. That's just not something any of us can do right now.
How are things going at the hospital at TMC?
Very well. We're of course, you know, there was a burst of activity, and there still are suspected and confirmed COVID-19 patients there. They very quickly dedicated particular areas to have our COVID-19 cases or suspected cases separate from other parts of the hospital for everybody's protection. The personal protective equipment, especially those N95 masks, we are still able to provide those to our nursing staff and doctors there, which is great. So all that's, you know, things are stable, I would say. So there's still cases, but not the kinds of numbers we were seeing maybe a few weeks ago. So good. And
yes.
Now they're doing more elective surgeries. So those are starting to increase the numbers of folks in hospital for procedures. Elective surgeries had been suspended, as you know, for a number
sure.
of weeks.
Well, those are all positive signs. Dr. Matt Hines, thank you. Where can people find out more about your run for Pima County Supervisor?
Check out the website, hinesforsupervisor.com. That's H-E-I-N-Z for supervisor.com.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Bill.
Matt Hines running for Pima County Supervisor as a Democrat in District Number 2.